This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Thunderstorms are a dramatic feature of early summer weather in interior Alaska. And aside from thunder and lightning, the storms often bring brief but intense precipitation. Rick, how much capacity does a thunderstorm have in terms of rainfall?
An inch of rain in less than an hour has been observed. And to get those kind of rainfall rates, you need, by Alaska standards, quite a bit of moisture in the atmosphere, and then that very strong upward motion of the air that helps form those thunderstorms.
And sometimes we also see hail, and pretty intense hail. Why do you get hail versus rain?
Hail in interior Alaska is actually more common than many people realize, and that's because, compared to, say, the Midwest, the freezing levels, even on a warm summer day in interior Alaska, are still comparatively low. Pretty rare you have to go above 10 or 11,000 feet before you get to temperatures below freezing. So that gives those raindrops, as they're caught up in the strong upward motion in parts of those thunderstorms, more time in parts of the cloud that are below freezing. And even small pea-sized hail easily makes it down to the ground.
Are there any historic records of really intense hailstorms?
There have been many significant hail events. Almost by definition, they tend to be very localized. I believe it was in the early 2000s, there was actually significant damage to, say, vehicles from hail in the Delta Junction area.
Certainly can be exciting. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.